My goodness, it's awkward. This is advertisement. I'm sorry, guys. By the way, we'll start our space just in a few minutes. Let's people show up. And yeah, now let's wait about 5 minutes and we'll start our beautiful space. Thank you. To say hey everyone, I'm so happy to host this beautiful space again. I'm so happy to see you guys. I'm so happy that you come here and come to chat with me about interesting topic. It's called a collaboration, a creative partnership, and we will talk today about this. How does it influence on the growth, you know, to find people who you want to collaborate, do you need it or not, and just, you know, chilly vibe talk about our projects too and about everything, you know, just vibe. So yeah, and also if you would like to speak, you just can speak if you feel it. Feel free to share with us your new projects, your new things. I'm so happy to hear something new, you know, guys. So yeah, but at first I just wanted to say a few words about a sports club. At first I want to say thank you, sports, for giving me opportunity to find new people, cool people, chat with them, and to have a closer connection with with musicians, with creative people. This is so important, and I'm so grateful, Spurs, that you give me this opportunity. And Spurs is a club, Spurs Club is a platform, ecosystem will help to musicians have a strong connection with their community. At the moment, Spurs Club in the beta version, and Spurs Club searching for new artists. So who would like to be the first artist on this platform? Of course, the artists will have some benefits. So this club include a lot of cool stuff, like merchandise, like you can drop your NFTs there, like you have a messenger there. Right now they're making a streaming platform. It's already available on App Store, and soon it will be available on Android too. Google Play, it's called like that, I think so. So yeah, a lot of things going on. So this is a few words, just check it out, the profile. The guy is posting all the time news about sports, what's new. So I think that all of you gotta follow that. So yeah, and I think we can start our space. And I want to say hi, Randall. Hi, are you, Burger Girl? Hi, my lovely Jubilee. Hi, Etaboy. Hey, Mudan. I tried to add you, but I don't know why I cannot. And hey, Miller Raps. I also don't know what's happened with connection, but I'll try to add you if you can't. How to say that correct, just come to the space, just leave the space and come back again. I really, really, really would like to talk to you, because oh my goodness, I just heard your song and this is amazing. So yeah, Kronos, that right here, Don Shaka Music, G World Design, Nani Kadze, and everybody's here. Communication Design too, also here, of course. I hope that you're doing well, doing beautiful. You have a beautiful mood. Today is a Friday night for me, Friday evening for you guys. And so, yeah, I hope you're doing well. So, I want to start from Jubilee, because we didn't talk too long time, and I want to share your news. Maybe you have some collaborations, I don't know. So yeah, just tell me, how are you doing there? How's going on? What's going on there?
Hey, how's it going? I've been pretty busy with music lately. I have two collaborations in the mix. I have one with Kaguya. I don't know if you've seen her around the space, but she's been popping around in the space a lot. And I have one with someone else. I can't name it yet because it's not official. Okay, I just told him, it's him, that I have this like acoustic happy track for him. Like, and he was like pretty excited about it. So I'm hoping he can set it in stone and work on it. But I've been popping out tracks like left and right, and I'm looking for an R&B singer. Primarily male at the moment, but I have a lot of tracks in the mix, and I haven't been concentrating too much either on, like, you know, my sound XYZ account. If you guys want to like follow me, please do, get me to 200. I think I'm only like 10 people away. And also I just been trying to influence and get my X account to 500 million to get that paid subscription for the platform. So yeah, it's just a lot of like, you know, networking and everything. It's been a while since I've been on a space, so I really appreciate everyone having me here. And yeah, it's just been a mix of a lot of things on top of, like, you know, finding web the work. I also work with Tuning In, if you guys know them.
Yeah.
I write for them. So if you guys have any articles, if you want to like put your music out there, hit me up and we could probably, I could find an interview or something.
Yeah, let's go. That sounds great. Sounds great. Did you try to upload something on Spots? Like, if you need some help, just let me know, because you're a member of Spots, and there is new things, new feature. If you need me to guide you in the platform, just let me know, okay? Feel free to that, and yeah, I will help you. I will help you with everything. So this is good. This is good. A lot of things going on, and I'm happy that you're so busy in this creative process. Now I'm happy that you have a collaborations. This is really also cool. I don't remember when the last time was when I've been doing collaborations, but I think that's really important.
It's funny how people talk about collaborations, because in Web3, when you collaborate, it's actually a collaboration where it's like you're both working on something to produce something and hoping that people buy it, right? But then I reach out to like Web2 and they're like, so how much are you going to pay? I'm like, no.
It happens. It happened in Web2, but in Web3 it's so different. That's why I love Web3, because here you can easily connect with people and just make some cool stuff. That's why I love collaborations. And and I want to say hi, Mudam.tez. Your producer also, you're new here. We're following each other a long time already, but we've never spoke. And I would like to know a little bit more about you, if you don't mind. Can you introduce, please, yourself a little bit? What kind of music you're making? Like, what genre? What are you doing?
Hi, thank you very much for the invitation. It's true that we've been following each other for a while now. So basically I'm a classical guitarist. That's what I do. I have the conservatory, training, and that's my primary job, classical guitar teacher. But then what I do is I mix some classical guitar composition with some beats. And so actually it's a bit difficult for me to define exactly what is my style, but I would say something around lo-fi, or maybe, some general electronic music style, like down tempo or chill beats, stuff like that, but with, the acoustic and guitar touch. So that's what I do. And in NFT space, I've been doing collab, audiovisual collab with visual artists, because I love to compose or produce for other people, like for visuals. I love to get inspired by the visuals and stuff. And I've been doing some experimentation with generative art too. Like, I'm really passionate about this this type of art, but I'm really bad at coding. It's very, very hard. So that's harder, but I have a lot of ideas, with moving stuff that react to the music. So I managed to do my tree that you can see on my profile right now. It's like a tree that would grow with the music and stuff like that. But it's a lot of work. But otherwise, that's what I do. And now in Web3 also, I'm a community manager for two projects. So one music project, it's actually a symphonic orchestra. So it's called Crypt Music. It's a symphonic orchestra on the blockchain. And then for also an art marketplace, a physical art marketplace, actually, which is Art Trade. So that's it. That's what I do.
That's so cool. Thank you for sharing. And how long you've been in Web3 community, like in Web3?
I think maybe 2-3 years. I don't even know. I think 2 years, quote unquote, full time. Not really full time money wise, but full time wise. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And then 3 years if you count like the first time I ever, interacted on Twitter on NFTs and stuff like that. Yeah,
that sounds so cool. And that's so cool that you're playing guitar, and I've heard a few of your tracks, and this is so magnificent, I see a lot of music, which is songs, which is so cool too, but not a lot of music, it's been just a guitar with some beat. And when I heard some of your songs, it's so relaxing. I hear this acoustic guitar, and it's so magnificent. magnificent, just giving me some vibes. So I'm feeling so bright and light in my in my body when I'm listening to your music. I'm sorry for my English, I'm not a native speaker, but I think that you understand what I'm talking about. And yeah, you said that you have a collaboration, and you have a collaboration with digital artists, which is so cool. I think this is the one of the best collaboration for musician, what you can create. Because, like, for example, for me, I don't have a lot of collaboration with musicians because we have a different style, you know, different like a taste in the music, and sometimes we can misunderstand each other. But if you're working, if you're collaborating with a visual artist, with a creator, digital designer, for example, this is combined on 100%, like a matching on 100%, and which that's so cool. I also would like to have a collaboration like that, but I think I didn't look for it so deep, and therefore I don't have still collaboration. But yeah, this is so cool, this is great, and again, thank you for joining our space. Yes, and for this post, I think that you'll find a lot of interest in this, in their account. So yeah, thank you. And I want to say hi, your Burger Girl and Randall. Your Burger Girl, I know you dropped your new track already, right? I know that I'm following you on I don't remember what the platform is called. So how it's going? Just share with us, please, girl.
Oh, hi. Today is a huge day for me. First of all, yeah, collapse, can wait. I did my first smart contract, and I'm so proud of myself, although Randall was helping me. But it's I had my collection on OpenSea, and then I was minting my music on SoundXYZ, and finally when I had my biggest collaboration with one of my greatest friends from Fame Lady Society, he's a great musician, we made a dope track. He did music, he's a rapper, and I came up with the idea. So he said, do your own smart contract. So I did it, and fabulous feeling. I already have some sales, and I'm so happy that well, about collabs, I have like a long story. I've been here for 2 years in Web3, and I started with very interesting collaborations. My first collaborations were with Taiwanese artists 2 years ago when I just joined Web3. It was AI animations, animation videos that my friend, the artist, shared with me. And I was creating piano pieces, just watching his animation. And it was so unusual and very interesting for me. I've never done it before, and I loved it so much. And then I had like absolutely different collabs. I had two remixes for my songs, and then I had collabs when people asked me, can you come up with music and sing my poetry? And I'm like, oh, never done it. Yeah, let's do this. And they're all of my friends. Some of them are from Metaverse. And so far, I experienced different collabs. And I enjoy all of it, because with every kind of collaboration, you find something new. You find something new in your own music, in your own in your own music world, you mm-hmm. always experience something new. So I am a fan of collaborations. I would suggest to everyone, find like good artists that you feel the vibe with. Like, don't collaborate with everyone. No, trying to find like special people, your people, and just experiment. And finally, you will find the perfect one who will be your best partner, collaborator. I don't know. Yeah. And enjoy the process, of course.
Yeah, for sure. Like, at first, I want to congratulate you with your sellings. I've heard a part of your song and gotta check it very soon. Very soon, maybe tonight. Yes, and about the collaborations. Wow, you have a big experience with this, which is so amazing. This is so cool. And as you said, like, with every new collaboration, you found something new in yourself and your style and for yourself. And plus, of course, you find new followers and people who love you, because the only one way how we can growing up like as independent artist, we need to show up, we need to speak about ourselves, we need to speak about our music. Yeah, sometimes it's like a kind of weird when you're posting all the time only about your music or something like that, but without it, nothing happened, you know. It's the way of artists that you all the time gotta be in touch, gotta talk, need to talk about your music, need to talk about your stuff. And this is awesome, cool, yes, because we're showing up, we're open for people. And if you open to the world, to the people, the world people will be open to you. Yes, and as you said, you don't need to, this is the important thing, you don't need to collaborate with everybody, in my opinion. This is so right, because if you're collaborating with person just for collaboration, just to have some fame, you know, but you're not feeling this vibe, it's not your type of music, it's not your type of art, nothing will happen, yes, because you will not feel, you will not enjoy the process, you will just do it like for something. But the important thing is enjoying of the process, you know, because when you're creating something, it's like a baby. It's your new project, your new music, your new collaborations. It's like a baby. What you need to grow up and that you need to pull, that you need to put all your love and energy in this baby, you know. So yeah, this is important thing to find in person with who you can want to collaborate, want to. So yeah, thank you. And also, I wanted to ask Tetra Hedon, you just mentioned that you made your own contract on Moneyfold. This is the platform. And I want to ask Tetra Hedon, this is his name is Andre, and he is a part of Spos Club, and I hope that he can help me to answer on this question. When you're creating an NFT on Spot, you create your own contract, like this song has only your contract. How to say that? Can you please, Andre, answer on my question if you understand what I'm talking about?
Hello, Saeko. It's nice to be here and seeing all these great people in the space, like many familiar faces. So like my heart is full to take the word here. I hope you all hear me good. And yes, like on Spos, yep, it's like the thing is, you're not creating your own contract. It's like going via Spos contract. But maybe in the future we will introduce some feature like this.
Yeah, yes, thank you for answering my question, because I also was so curious about this topic. So yeah, if I understand correctly, on Spots you can create a contract, but at the moment this contract will be from Spots, right? And then in the future you put the opportunity to make a contract only like from personal contract, right?
Yep. It's like it's backed up, of course, with all the legal things and so on. So it's more or less it's helpful for the artist, right? It's easier for the artist to do it in this kind of way. As you know, like to create your own contract, you will need like different, let's say, different information, different knowledge to do that. Like eBurger Girl just did herself, right? So. Maybe, I don't know, she can share some of the experiences with that. Is it like an easy thing, or is it like a hard thing, or how does it feel?
Well, it wasn't difficult because I had help. That's what we have in Web3. For example, my friend Ira, she did her own smart contract, and she did that herself. So it's not it's not that difficult that it used to be 2 years ago. I can say that it's easy, but once you do it first time, the second time will be much easier, like super easy. So you just have to find a person who would help you, because if you learn it yourself, you'll spend like, I don't know, 5 days, maybe 4 days. And if someone's going to help you, for example, now I can help someone with creating your own contract on Manifold, because it's easy on Manifold. So I can help because I've done it once. So that's how Web3 works. If Seiko mm-hmm. asks me how to do that, I will help her. So, yeah.
Thank you. Yes, Randall. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello. I wanted to highlight. Hi. Sorry. I usually just jump into the answer. I think it's interesting in Web3, right, for creators, whether you're a musician. I mean, let's say for this conversation, being a musician, because you're so used to having a very different team in real life, right? You have a producer, then you have the record label, you have, let's say, the people you're collaborating with. So it's different conversations, right? Because you're talking about the same subject, right? So you have someone who does the mastering, you have someone who does the producing, but you all have a common language. But here in Web3, it's slightly different, right? So that partnership is more about not necessarily like now Manifold's process of making a smart contract. It's not teaching you how to actually make a smart contract, right? Like in details, you're not becoming a developer. What it's doing is helping you understand that what kind of token do you want? What blockchain do you want it on? What do you want to call it? Right? So basic things that help you basically take away all the technicalities and make it so easy for you. So because a partnership with the developer, I mean, I'm sure even Mood, for example, who's working with the developer, or anyone else that has a developer that they're working with to build a smart contract, it's a different language, right? So you're like, you're speaking as a musician, you're speaking about, I want, you know, as soon as the notes start picking up and they have no clue what you're talking about, what notes? Are you talking about zeros and ones? What are notes, right? So their notes are different, right? And the interesting thing is you're almost like finding, it's almost like meeting someone who speaks a completely different language and you both decide to try and speak English and you're just making it work somehow. So yeah. I love that partnership, that creative partnership is also building social partnerships. So you know who to go to because they gave you the right info or they gave you the right links or they showed you how to do something. So, and this is going between artists right now. Now Seiko can go to Weiberger, Weiberger can go to someone else when she starts doing a different type of contract. So this development of partnerships is so, so unique to the digital space that it's not just a typical like, oh, speak to the producer, how much percent do you want out of this contract? You know, speak to the record label, how much do you want? It's more about like, we're just helping each other. We don't necessarily need to have a financial partnership. We can just have a fun, creative partnership, which you have up top. And that's such a unique thing to this space.
That's yes. All I'm saying. Yes, 100%. I agree with you. Totally, totally agree with you. Exactly, 1,000,000%. Yes, for sure. You all the time just jump on the question and say everything right. What's in my thoughts? And this is incredible. And yeah, again, I will not tire to saying like how much do I love Web3, because it gives a lot of opportunity with collaboration, a creative partnership. As you said, Randall, I can go to Burger, ask her something, and she can come to me, and I will answer that, and we will have a collaboration. We will know, we will growing up together, and this is amazing. Yes, yes, I totally agree with you, and yes. Hey, Atsaboti, I'm so sorry that it's taken a long time to say to you hello. I'm so happy that you joined our space today. And yeah, I see your hands up. So yeah, go ahead. Hey, hi, how are you? What's going on?
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Good morning. It's a morning over here. That's crazy. It's nighttime over there for you. And it's yeah. Cool, though, that we're all connected. I'm glad to be here with you all, especially like see a bunch of people from like Europe, and it's like it's cool that we're like catching each other on a live. It's like usually a little bit harder because of the time, obviously the time change. It's super awesome to hear your voice, Midan, and like super like excited to, you know, get a bit more about you. And, you know, because like I only see so much on like the posts and stuff like that. So like getting it from you, I get like a whole like big picture of like what you're doing, what you're trying to do. And it's yeah, it's just really good. And it's good to see everyone here and freaking A Ash Grip B, see you guys. And what's up, Psycho? What's up, Randall? What's up, your burger? And what's up, Jubilee? Haven't seen you in a while, and it's good to see you. And yeah, just super awesome space. I really like this conversation because like for me, it's like, cause I have my background mostly like in like film, like well, film composition. That's like what I initially wanted to do with my music career. But as time went on and different things that happened, if, you know, anyone heard my story, they know there's a lot of things that's happened. Now it's changed and I really want to pursue my artistry. But in doing that and being like wanting to be a film composer, like one of the things you just learn and what you have to do is you have to be a collaborative person in your music. And it was like a bit like weird for me when I was first getting into composition. It was like, I love to make music that I like to make and wanted to make. And I wanted to be a film composer. I really like the idea, but then somebody posed that question, right? Here's a scene. I'll make a song for it, you know, and match the scene, make it work perfectly for what this director wants you to match, like the scene he has in his vision. And then you got to also maybe put you in your own style. And it's like, I was just shocked with that kind of challenge. I almost like, you know, it was really hard on me because like I wanted to be able to do it. And I noticed really quickly that was a skill in itself, is to be able to get someone else's message right, or to be able to even, and then if you do have your own message, how to implant it in a way where it's like your style and it's not like taking away from the intent of the film, but it's like something that, you know what I'm saying? It takes a while to get that in there and to be able to intertwine your own style into something. And but anyways, the point being is that I had to learn how to be a collaborative person big time. Like that was a challenge, to be able to get people what commercials, what they would want, different people for like different like radio commercials and stuff like that, how they envisioned their business sounding type of thing. And so the more I did that, the more I kind of exercised that muscle of, and also learned the importance of like knowing how to speak not just music language, but then the language of the other people I'm working with. And that became a huge, like when I understood more about film, or when I understood more about like advertising, right? You know, when you understand more about what goes into those things, then you understand more about what people are wanting and how to properly communicate. But just to summarize, as I got more into the visual world and the animating and like 3D animating, or no, I'm getting into that right now, but I do everything in Blender, which is all technically 3D. So I do a mixture of 2D, 3D animating. And so I've been doing that, and then the visuals and graphic design, it's going on like almost 5 years, going on almost six now. It's time Wow. keeps going on. But it's like, cause I started music really young. I was producing on FL Studios when I was 10 years old. And I even have like a record of it too. Something was smart enough in me to save everything I did. So on my website, I have a record of all the songs I made. So you can see back when I was all that young, I was still producing. And so I just had a lot of time with it, especially like FL Studios. I know FL Studios up and down, but it, because of that, I felt like I could branch off into other things. And you know, it really spawned from me helping my wife and her wanting to get better at using digital art and stuff like that. And she really wanted to get good at Blender. And I thought, you know, cause I knew my way around FL Studios and, you know, it was a little more versed that I would help, you know, learn some stuff and then teach her, and then, you know, we would all win. And, you know, here I'm almost 6 years later, you know, and it's, you know, I love doing it, but my main point is in doing almost everything, especially animation and also you all know in music, if you've ever been in a band or just even working with producers and then the mixing engineer and the mastering engineer, it's a collaborative effort. But everything I've ever done almost is a collaboration with either another artist, another animator. And so like one thing that, you know, if I were to talk on it, it's like something I could talk about forever for one, but like there are things that are just extremely useful. Like everyone knowing what everyone does, that like I've worked with people who have no idea about what I do. And to be honest, I probably don't know too much about what they did, but I did what I could to learn, but and that I feel like helped me and it helped them too. But I will say that I've also worked with people, like I said, they didn't know too much about what I was doing. And that's just such a pain in the butt because people don't know the effort that you put into things. They don't know what goes into a change that they think, it's like, it shouldn't be too much of a change, right? And it's like, nah, man, that's a lot of work. I'm going to have to put, you know, do some revisions and it might cost more and stuff like that. And so, yeah, like getting that language right, knowing exactly what they want or what each other wants, and also communicating your wants, especially if it's collaboration, not like a work for hire. I mean, like that was brought up before, like the difference, like of like, you know, like a work for hire versus a collaboration, and they tend to get mixed up. But, you know, if you do think about, especially like a film, you know, where there's hundreds and hundreds of people, that's like one giant collaboration with so many multiple steps of everyone in their particular job, what they do. But you know, the lines can blend sometimes, you know, what people, especially in Web 2, it's definitely more expected that if you're saying collaboration, you're talking about a work for hire type of thing. And sometimes not. There's some people who like they don't, and you could usually tell because they're like, hey, you want to get on something together with me? It's not like when you say like collaboration, that's kind of like a key word of like, oh, I'm trying to get someone to hire. Yeah. So it like there's that, but even when there is work for hire is different though, because you're getting hired, you got to make sure that you are getting them what they want. But at the same time, if you're an artist and you have a brand that you're trying to represent and a style that you want to maintain, you know, you also have to insist sometimes like where your limits are. You don't want to be making something that's so outside of what you want to do and is outside of your brand. So there's that back and forth, but work for hire is generally, it's like the person hiring you, they're the person hiring you, you know, but that's one thing that's awesome about the Web3 and something that's like one of those cheat sheets, I'd say, for especially anybody trying to work with like other really talented people who are usually like would charge good money for what they're doing with people on Web3, but it's because they're trying to build. Like that's my mindset. That's a lot of really talented people's mindset. Like there's sometimes like, especially now, it's such a great time to solidify relationships. You know, even me, it's like something where in Web2, something I would normally definitely charge if somebody approached me in Web3. Connecting with people, it's something, it's like I'm more focused on building the friendships and and building the connections, because I'll tell you what, just about almost everybody who's in Web3 right now, especially who survived the bear, there's some kind of visionary. There's somebody who have plans, there's somebody who is doing something, they're go getting at something. And if you're with these people and you're, you know, working with them, it's just such a, you know, it can propel you into many different situations. I know I've been talking for a second. I told you I could talk about this forever. But I'll just, this last thing is, I recently, as a kind of like a collaboration, not really, I didn't make any of the art. I mean, you could say I helped with like artistic decisions, but it was more of like a mixing job, I would say, which is exactly like, you know, you could argue that there's many artistic decisions in that, but it was with the help of the original artist. So I can't take all the credit for those choices, but either way, my point is that it was a compression thing for ordinals. And my friend, Christina Metalark, if you know her, she's awesome. She's into everything. And her latest big project is Ordinals, where she wants to mint the first opera ever on Ordinals. And she had a music video she needed to get down to like 360 or 380 kilobytes was her limit, but she had the song was a minute and 45 seconds, and she wanted like at least to be a video or a picture that go along with it. And to anybody who knows anything about that kind of stuff, like that's like is super difficult. Like when I first heard, I was like, how the hell are we supposed to do that? But I had seen some examples of what people had done, especially one that gave me a lot of insight was Violetta's ordinal. I saw hers, and that gave me a really good insight as to the techniques that people were did in order to get it down to that file size. And so after like a week of working on it, you know, something I honestly, I would have charged somebody pretty good money for the amount of work that I've figured in, into practicing and also researching and then also developing my own techniques to fix that. But because, you know, it's like, one, Christina, she's like super awesome. She's my homegirl and freaking wanted to help her out. But two, it's like I said, everyone's doing something pretty amazing. And like now, because of that, we got the video down to like 367 kilobytes. And it sounds pretty good too. That you could hear the piano pretty well. I didn't have to take off too much. And she just inscribed it, but she's about to mint it. But when she does, it's like, kind of was part of making history and having that happen. And it was like, you know, that's super awesome. And now we're like, and the talked with a bunch of people because like the information's like people really want to know. So now it's like new opportunities and new things that, and being introduced to new people that because of this, you know. So I figured like it, to me, it's like the right now on Web 3, totally like have a different approach than on Web 2. To be honest, I'm like, because of that, I'm like kind of dedicating a lot more energy into Web 3 in general too, because of it. So just super awesome. I just wanted to throw that out there and just, yeah, collaborations are big and communication and knowing about each other and what each other do, even if it's just a little bit, just so freaking helpful. So yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to talk like crazy too much.
No, it's fine. You all the time sharing cool stories, cool experience. You have a big background, and this is inspiring for real. And this also helped a lot of people who listen to this this record, on the X, and also this record will be on the sports club side. So yeah, thank you very much for sharing. This is a cool knowledge and cool stories what you brought. And one of the main things what I remembered for me especially, that you gotta learn how to communicate with people when you do a collaboration, because this is very important, because you're working together, you're already not alone, you have to know how to talk with these people, you know, that to be in the same vibe. So yeah, this is so cool, and thank you for sharing. Over time you're speaking about cool stuff. What's really, I just mark in my hand, and it's helped me in the future to growing up and to my things more right, you know, correctly, because still being a lot of things what I can't understand or manage or something like that. Maybe I'm thinking about it, but I never do, and then I hear that somebody tells about it, that this thing worked. So I start to do that, you know? So yeah, thank you very much for sharing. And I see that Randall want to say something. Yeah, go ahead, Randall.
Seiko, is it okay? Do we have enough time for me to ask a question to the musicians on stage?
Yes, we have about 17 minutes. Our space, about 1 hour only. So yeah, okay. Of course.
Okay, then I'll limit it to two, or maximum three characteristics that you look for in a partnership, collaboration, I should say, from someone you're trying to collaborate with. What are the three? Because I know that, you know, like everyone mentioned that you have to kind of get a feel, like, are you on the same wavelength? Are you doing the same kind of music? Or do you understand each other's music genre, right? And that's a difficult thing to do. But what are the characters? Like, because they're people also, right? They're not just, we're not all AI yet. So mm-hmm. What would that be? Like, what would those characteristics be that you look for in someone that you would be interested to partner with them?
Great question. Does anybody has an answer?
I do. I think when I collaborate with people, what's very significantly important is that they have the voice that I'm looking for my track, and like what I envision as well. I usually give the artist the freedom to write, because I think that's it's really important for them to be able to express that, just because if you ever listen to like the music like Ariana Grande, there are some words that she uses that lets her reach certain like tones and certain like pitches that you won't be able to do with other words. So I think it's important for the artist to be able to feel that expression. Also, it's always nice knowing that your artist knows how to also mix and as well produce a little bit, just because they know how to send you tracks. And like, I've done stuff like, oh, I only have like this kind of microphone, and then like, you know, like the collaboration kind of sounds bad just because they're not in a studio or they're in like another country, and you're not gonna like go there to send them a mic or something. I mean, it's quality is so important when you listen to a song, because there's a lot of like songs out there that sound catchy, but they're very simplistic and they sound good because of how clear it sounds. And like, there wasn't really like enough, there was not like really a lot of effort put into like the lyrics or whatever, but you like it. And I think that's so important because you hear the crispiness of the track. And my last one would probably be that you feel safe with the person. Some people are really hard to work with. So they demand
and it is the internet, right?
Exactly. And there's like some people that you're always gonna have like some kind of disagreement, like, oh no, I want it this way, would it be possible, what do you think? Mm-hmm. And then some people are just like, no. And it's just like, what? And then if you ended up paying them like and they don't do it, it's like, what the hell, I don't, why did I pay you for this? Or you're supposed to do it the way I wanted it to mm-hmm. be. So I think that's very important. And yeah, I think those are my three things.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. Yeah, Tabotia, I've seen your hands up. Yeah, what's your characteristic? Oh, hello? Anybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, yeah. yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you said Weiberger. Are you a burger? Sorry. yeah, I had my hand up just for a second because you know I know there's not so much time left. Didn't want to keep hogging up the thing, so I wanted other people to put their input on it. But yeah, for me, I would just double down what Jubilee said as far as like, you know, finding people who is like having a specific reason in mind for contacting people. That's really good because, you know, because sometimes when we're like, yeah, let's collaborate, it's like great. But it can get like, you know, it's always helpful to have a direction from the start. And so when you, because, you know, it could take a little bit while when you don't. So to like, to one, have find the artist that you're looking for, and also to get it done like pretty quickly, and everyone to be happy, is just to find somebody who you've had an idea of, like even in a style of animation or a style of painting or any type of thing, or like a voice or a producer, the certain type of sound that they might have. When you hear that and you're like, oh shoot, then that's the route to go. Because yeah, you know, and not saying that you can't have something wrong that you didn't spontaneously expect to happen. I think that that is like a really cool thing to do too, and I wouldn't opt out for that or say not to do that. But even when you do that, I would still do a bit of vetting in your own mind of a person who you would want to work with. Are they like maybe somebody who you respect and respect their artistry, you know, and you know, things like that, that you just like do, like I said, a personal internal vetting of that person or that artist. And then you know, does it align with your brand? You know, does it, you know, it's so many questions you could ask yourself. Mm-hmm. And so I think that those are few things that I think that can pinpoint the people who would work best for either a project you had in mind, or even if you wanted to do something spontaneous where it's like, never, you know, let's see where this goes.
Yeah, that's cool. And I usually find people like with who I want to collaborate with sound. My characteristic is sound, what I love right too. And but on the first plan is people who I'm friend or it's comfortable to talk, you know, with who I love to have a conversation, chat and everything, because it's much comfortable. It's like you're really friends, feeling your vibe, and just doing that. As I said before, I didn't do a lot of collaborations, and my mistake is that I usually do it too late. Like, you know, I think that I just feel responsibilities that I need to do something that a person will like it, but I need to somehow handle with it and manage this thing, because I think really it's because I feel responsibilities. That's why I do it so long time, you know, thinking about the project. When almost everything ready, everything is ready, I'm still just thinking, what's the lyrics I have to make? What's the sound I gotta put here? What's the kick should sound here? And I think that I don't need to think a lot about it. I just need to follow my wife. But I don't know what to do with my head. So yeah, thank you for response. And I also would like to know, was the Mudan ever a characteristic for creative partnership, collaboration?
Yeah, I would say for me, for audiovisual collaboration in NFTs precisely, personally, I'd like to collaborate with someone with around the same, volume as me. I like to, you know, to feel equal with my collaborator. And of course, the art is extremely important too. But that's what I would say is important for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is also so very important, you know. I've just met a lot of people who wanted to collaborate with me, but I just think that they wanted to... I don't have a lot of followers. Yes, I don't have, but I've had more than them. And I just felt that they want to collaborate with me because I have a lot of followers, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, why? It's not cool. It'll feel my why, man. Oh, girl. So, yeah. And that's a cool point. That's a cool thing. What you brought, collaboration with people who in the same volume like you, in the same level, because these people already have some knowledge, know how to do some things in the in their music or their art, and they already know how to do it quickly and what do you want to have from them. And for you, it's the same. So yeah, this is a great. I think what you said. And you, Bergigo, what about you?
Oh, I had a great example. One year ago, I had a very nice conversation about collabs, and it was supposed to be one of the first collabs with my great friend, and we tried so hard. I came up with the chords, with the lyrics and beautiful topic, the idea of the song, and he was playing the guitar. So we tried so hard for a couple of months, and it didn't work. And we just realized that, okay, so no vibe. We did our best. We are both like a kind of professionals, we do our thing, and we wanted to have collabs so badly, and we tried hard, and it didn't work. And a suggestion to anyone: when the collab doesn't work, don't feel bad. It just, you didn't have the vibe, and that's normal. So for me, it's the most important thing is the mutual inspiration, the vibe, and understanding, when you just understand each other without even talking. For example, how I did this collab with I'm Next, I heard that music and he was like, yeah, I'm gonna use it one day. And I was like, yeah, okay. And then he asked, wait, do you wanna use my music? And I was like, yes, please, that would be so cool. So he gave it to me. I came up with the idea and he loved the idea, and then he came up with his own lyrics. So it happens. Like, the true collabs, they happen because of the vibe and mutual inspiration. Of course, for me, it's important to find someone who does something that I can do. For example, guitar. I'm in love with guitar. I can do piano, but I will never do something nice with the guitar. I like real sound of the guitar. And I'm looking for a collab that I can do myself. For example, dance remixes. I can't do that. Dance music. I'm in love with that style, but I can't do that style. So for me, it's perfect to find someone who does that kind of music, and I can give my vocals, so we would do something together. So collabs is all about, for me, it's all about finding something that I can't do. And of course, mutual inspiration that comes from universe. So don't try hard, but when it works, and you will feel it.
Yeah, thank you. I love when you're speaking like that. You calm me down all the time because I overthink a lot. Because really, I feel this responsibility to do everything perfect, but it's in my head. And by the way, I found three artists or more artists for you with who you can collaborate. Jubilee doing great dance music. You gotta listen to it. And Modan doing great guitar tracks. So yeah, I hope, guys, that you can connect and maybe you would like to have some collaboration, and we would really love to hear it. And Adabody, you sound all the time unique, so unique. You use these ethnic instruments and just listen to that, and this is incredible. And I really, Adabody just posted a post a few days ago where he's playing on the ethnic instrument. I'm sorry, I don't know how it's called in English, but it sounds so cool, and I really want to sample it and make a track of it. And I already have a permission from Adabody, and I think you also, guys, will hear that soon. And I don't know, can I call it collaboration or not, but I hope I can, and I hope I soon you could hear that, because this is really cool what he is doing. This is really cool what you are doing, guys. I'm really inspired of all of that, all of you, and I think there is the beautiful time to close our space. I just want to say thanks to everybody that you joined our space, our weekly space, you know, with Spots, and thank you, Randall. Thank you, Burger Girl. Thank you, Modan. Thank you, Jubilee. Thank you, Atiboti. Thank you, everybody who's here and listeners. Nila Raps, I see you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that we couldn't speak in this space, but I hope then the next time we could, really, because I really love your music, what you're doing. So, yeah. Okay, guys, by the way, what I wanted to mention, one thing, if you're interested about technical aspects from Spots, you can join the weekly space with Christian. This is the founder of Spots, where he's sharing different tips, different masterclass for artists, and he also can answer on this question about smart contracts and everything what's in your head, you know, about all technical aspects. So yeah, it have this space every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central European time, which is 12 a.m. EST. And our weekly Friday space with me, just chilling while we talk with musicians, creators. Again, thank you, guys, for joining the space. Thank you for great conversation. I hope that we will be in connection. Thank you, Modan. I'm really happy to meet you and finally have a conversation with you. And okay, see you next Friday, right? Okay, thank you, guys. Bye-bye.